You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us for our Heritage Foundation update this week. Genevieve Wood joins us on the road, a traveler, and we so much appreciate, Genevieve, you finding a place where you can pause and connect with us to get an update.
Well, great to be with you, and hello from Nashville this week.
Yeah. Well, on Daily Signal, I was on. I had seen different things on social media regarding the kicker from the Kansas City Chiefs, Harrison Butker, and his commencement address at Benedictine College. And there's some chatter out there, would you say?
There is. And you know, one of the interesting, I mean, we can talk about a lot of angles of this, but you mention the fact he was at Benedictine College, which is a very, you know, conservative Catholic college. And not that he couldn't have shared this speech or his views anywhere, but he was sharing them at a place where there's a pretty good chance a lot of people in the audience would have agreed with him, right? So it wasn't like he was kind of standing in the middle of New York Times Square making these remarks. So it's just been interesting to see the outrage from quarters that he wasn't, not that he, again, wasn't addressing maybe a larger group, but many people who he wasn't even really talking to have shed their opinion.
Yeah, and it was encouraging to see someone who seems to be, you know, resolute in his beliefs and unashamedly shared things he thought about the country's leadership, leadership through COVID, and other things. You know, at the same time, it's something that we've brought up during this segment. He did it, and I thought a respectful. I watched the whole address, and I thought he was respectful, but shared true words, and didn't apologize for what he believed, and was hopefully an encouragement to those present there receiving the message.
Well, yeah, and again, this was a commencement speech, which is where you're supposed to, most commencement speakers are supposed to be shedding some, you hear some life lessons for graduates as they're about to embark on the real world, as we like to say. And he, you know, he hit a number of topics, but as you said, I would encourage people to watch the speech and not just believe what you might read in a headline somewhere, because you're right, he made strong statements, but he didn't say them in a hateful way. It was just very resolute, like, this is what I believe, this is what, and also, this is what I and my wife have experienced since we got married and the choices we made and how that's turned out for us. And, you know, he brought her into it. So he was trying to share some life lessons, but he just, you know, he went into one angle of this, which is, especially for the young women in the audience. So I think he was asking the guys to hear it as well. You know, you're pushed a lot of times in the outside world to think that media and career, that's really where your focus should be. And that, you know, motherhood and the role of parents and the role of family and the bringing up of children and the role of faith in your life and giving time to that, we're not always putting enough attention to those topics, and our culture and our families are suffering for that. And he was just asking, especially the women in the audience, to think about the fact that motherhood is the most important job you'll ever have.
Right.
And there are some folks out there who think that that's dissing women somehow, because he was saying that that's more important than having a career. He didn't actually 100% say that, but he just said, you need to really consider that choice. And whether you 100% agree with that or not, for heaven's sakes, can someone not make a comment like that and just have it be the comment it is, their opinion, without being attacked like he's been, as though, you know, he's promoting kids to go into terrorism or something. I mean, you would think he was giving really bad advice. And so it's been interesting to see the outside pushback.
Yeah, and really trying to make him say things he was not saying is what,
right.
What I saw.
Well,
yeah, go
and
ahead.
Steve, and saying things that, if you look at, you know, most recent polls, that actually most women who have children under the age of 18, at 50%+ of them say if they had the choice, they would be full time at home with their kids. Doesn't mean that they would never want to work, but that would be what they would want to do. So it's not like he's saying something that a lot of American women don't agree with. And if you look at the sales of his jersey over the last couple of days, it might show you that a lot of Americans actually agree with what he says. So, but, you know, not surprising that the NFL and those who pretend they think they've got to, you know, make an apology for every statement that's ever made, you know, kind of issue to those are his personal views. Don't take it, you know, don't take it from us. That's not what we think. And just let it be. Just let somebody make a statement without having to come out and apologize for them.
Right. And I actually made a personal social media post when I saw, you know, the NFL was still trying to figure out what they're going to say. And I'm like, why are you trying to figure out what you're going to say? I didn't see him wearing a jersey behind the podium. He was wearing a shirt and a tie with a robe. Who cares where the NFL stands on what he has to say and to distance themselves. It was just, agreed. I'm saying amen. Let him say what he's going to say.
But, well, and again, it's interesting just to see, you know, so many things are allowed to be said and nobody feels that they've got it, but you know, somebody puts out a conservative vision or what, you know, many would say is just a pro-family position on something and Hollywood and everybody has to jump on the guy because it does stand against what a lot of modern culture tells you, which is, you know, you're not really living your best life, your full life, if somehow you aren't able to work and have children or the truth is a lot of people in this country would like to be able to focus more on their family, but because taxes are so high and the cost of living has gone up, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people who want that, both mom and dad have to work just to afford, you know, their home and so forth. So I think it's a good discussion to have every once in a while in society, American and otherwise, you know, do we have our balance right? Do we have our balance of work and family and faith and, you know, are our lives in the right place? That's a good thing to check with yourself every once in a while. And it's a good thing for a culture to check with itself every once in a while. And, you know, one of my colleagues who wrote a piece on this made the comment towards the end of her article, and I thought it was a very apropos one. You know, if things are so great, then how come so many people are addicted to, you know, drugs and porn and food and television, and, you know, more and more people report being unhappy than happy and you know, at any time in our history? Why is all of that if things are going so swimmingly well, you know, at a time when more women are in the workforce than like ever? Like, why is it so fabulous? Then why are people feeling that way? And so, you know, we ought to, as a society, if we care about each other, we ought to be able to have those kind of conversations.
Yeah, and you allude to Katrina Trinko with the Daily Signal. It's dailysignal.com where we found this article. Harrison Butker, not his critics, represents the mainstream. The headline for the article, and I actually wanted to go to a little bit of this is directly from what she wrote. She said it's a message that deserves a serious hearing. We're not living in some era where men and women are fulfilled and happy and children are thriving. This is basically what you shared.
Yeah.
And she also went on to say, you know, and I agree with her. I didn't agree with everything he had to say in his speech either. And I won't go into detail about that. But you know, what we're covering, what we're talking about, I do side with what he had to say. I don't agree. She writes, with every word Butker said in his speech, but he's sure making the right enemies and he deserves a serious response, not censorship and unthinking criticism, which is, you know, we've had enough of that.
Yeah, amen. Amen to that. and again, yeah, it's a commitment speech. You're supposed to be giving some advice. And I mean, think of all the wacky things that graduates are told by some of the commencement speakers around the world. And yet those are always lauded. It's so thoughtful and insightful and, you know, fascinating. But yet somebody just says something like, you know, children need their parents. Children do better when their mom is around. And somehow that's the great outrage of our week. I mean, it's just, you know, she made a good point. He's making the right enemies, and that ought to say something about his comments and about the discussion itself.
Yeah. And for those who criticize what he thinks about what his wife chose to do as a profession, and that is to be a homemaker and a mother. And actually, I forget reading through the article if she works outside of the home, but she does focus on those things. And it brought him to tears. He got choked up talking about what a commitment his wife has made, an investment she's made in the family, which we know has an impact on society.
Well, and I think that's part of it. You know, he talked about their family as a unit, right? It's not about his career and her career and their kids. You know, it's their family together. Yeah. And I don't think he thinks that what he does is any more important than what she does. He probably thinks what she does is more important, if you listen to most of what he says. But he was talking about the fact that she's making investment in their future. He can do what he does, and he can make the living he does for their family because of what she's willing to do and keeping it, things intact at home. And the reality is that's the way families should approach things, whether it's the mom working or the dad working or both having to work or what have you. It's like we're in this thing together and we're supporting each other. It's not about fulfilling myself all the time, which is so much of what society, and I think so much of the criticism that came to him was like, you're telling women they don't have the right to fulfill themselves. And he spoke, though, about, sometimes you have to be sacrificial. And that doesn't mean you're sacrificing your happiness by being a homemaker, but sometimes it isn't all about fulfilling what we think is going to make us happiest. It's about what is the right thing to do and what's sacrificing and contributing to the whole as opposed to just the individual. So again, it's not a message that most of America, I shouldn't say that most of America wants to hear, but it's not a very American thing to do to talk about, not being individualistic because we're a very individualistic society. But, as a Christian, if Jesus had just done what, was easy for him, what might have been most fulfilling for him on any given day, he obviously knew what was the high road and was willing to make sacrifices for the ultimate good. And as Christians, that's what we have to follow. I think it's not saying that no woman can have a career. Maybe that is. I mean, I have a career. That's, I think, yeah, what God has called me to do. But I just think the fact that, it's not the same for every single person. And yet much of society does tell women you're not getting your full share if you don't work outside the home. And that's just wrong.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good place to put a bow on the conversation. We, direct you to the article at dailysignal.com, the news outlet for the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. The headline, Harrison Butker, Not His Critics, represents the mainstream. And as Genevieve said, and I said, I encourage you to go find the complete commencement speech online. I think you'll be encouraged by what you hear. And we thank Genevieve, as you travel, joining us from Nashville today. The Ryman Auditorium, never a bad stop if you've never been by. It is not my namesake. It's spelled differently, but a beautiful piece of history there in Nashville. And we do wish you safe travel and look forward to another update.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
All right. Stay with us. Brian Cochran on the way with our update from John Moore Associates, our Friday financial update next on ABQ Connect.